Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
The NCAA tournament is way more business than fun this year. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Of the Tar Heels' top 10, 7 are playing in their first NCAA game against Wisconsin Friday night. But that's not the only thing different for Hall of Famer Roy Williams, who will coach for the 106th time in the Big Dance. His record is 79-26. What he considers the best event in American sports will have a decidedly different look in 2021. But Williams is amazed the season went off like it did, and 68 teams plus 16 in the NIT are still playing. Carolina arrived in Indianapolis Monday night, and there was just more protocol. No pomp and circumstance to greet them. 7 players did not miss it, and all have instead spent most of the time in their hotel rooms and eaten food left outside by the kitchen staff. The team got to lift weights one day while Williams walked around the hotel for 30 minutes. The next day, they went over to the minor league baseball stadium and walked around the outfield. Big whoop. Their biggest whoop so far was a 75-mile bus trip to practice at Purdue's Mackey Arena, the site of Friday night's game. In between being swabbed up the nose every 6 hours, the guys are binging on movies, card games in the hallway, and an occasional book. But after all, it is spring break. Or is it? Garrison Brooks is a film buff who binged on Spider-Man 1, 2, and 3 in one day. Where is the real motivation, Brooks said Wednesday? Get out of here and go home or succeed under the circumstances. So it gives them more time to concentrate on the first-round game and try to run their coach's record in NCAA openers to 30-0. But the ninth-seeded Badgers may be the biggest challenge to that streak with a slowdown strategy that resembles Virginia, a nemesis of late for the Tar Heels. I believe in my heart and soul we can make a run, but I never talk about what's down the road, Williams said. If we do, we'll be down the road on the way home. Williams says he lives for the competition and hopes that the lack of pomp and circumstance will make the Heels hungry to play. His focus is on the job of surviving and advancing. It hasn't exactly been Maui, he says. This is Archansky. See ya.